Okay, today's daf is Krisus, daf Tezayin, and the daf really starts off in the middle of a discussion, just to remember what we were talking about in the Mishnah, on Taf Tezvav Amid Beis, where the Mishnah spoke about different averis, doing a number of averis in one time period, and what is machalik for different chiyuvim of chatas. Do we say that yedios or machalkos, if there's different ha'alamos, I knew about it, then I didn't know about it, then I knew about it, then I didn't know about it. Is that machalik? If I prepare it differently, tamchuyin muchlakim, if it's different animals, if it's different people, right? All different suggestions given. So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, or rather, Rabbi Akiva gave an answer to Rabbi Yeshua, and the question was, did Rabbi Yeshua accept the answer or not? Rabbi Yeshua wanted to suggest that if somebody eats nosar from a number of different karbanos, then he'd be chayav a different chatas for each karban. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, that's not true. And he brings a Kal V'chomer, he brought a Kal V'chomer from Me'ilah. And Rabbi Akiva said that that's not a good Kal V'chomer because Me'ilah is more chamor. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Im halacha nekabel v'im ladin yeshuva, Me'ilah is more chamor because asava ma'achil ka'ochel. Somebody who feeds a karban to someone is also gets the aveira just like the ochel. So to say that Me'ilah, you're chayev on each and every karban, and Me'ilah is tziriyif lezvam aruba and other chumers of Me'ilah, so that all those chumers don't apply to nosar. So just like by Me'ilah, you'd be chayev for each and every karban, doesn't mean that by nosi you have on each and every carbon. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara wonders, did Rabbi Yeshua accept that? Does Rabbi Yeshua say that if I eat nosar from a number of different animals, you'd only be chayav one, which is what Rabbi Akiva was trying to tell him, or not? So we brought a brisa towards the bottom of the Yamud on Tezvav Mabez, and we're going to be medayek from the last line of the Brisa. The last line of the Brisa had said, let's start with there again, the second to last line of the Brisa. We're in the middle of the Brisa. If somebody eats, Ochal, hey chatichos, behetam chuyim, mizavach echad, lefnei zrikas damim, somebody eats five pieces of meat from five different tamchuyim, was prepared in different ways, from one karban, before zrikas adam, that means me'ila. Right, that's what we're talking about. Before zrikas adam, afilu behelam achas, as we said, Me'ilah, you're chayv on each and every one. That's the chumra of Me'ilah. But the key here is that all the other lines of the Brisa spoke about how many karbanas chatas you're chayv, and in turn, how many asham taluis you'd be chayv if it would be a case of safek. Remember, if I vadai knew I did it b'shogeg, then I'm chayv achatas. And whenever you'd be chayv achatas b'vadai, you're chayv asham talui b'shogeg. The last line is about Asham, Me'ilah. Me'ilah is an Asham, not a Chatas. Asham, Me'ilos. So there is a Machlokas Tanoim. Am I Chayiv an Asham Talui on Safik Ashamos? Am I Chayiv an Asham Talui on Safik Chatas? Am I Chayiv an Asham Talui on Safik Ashamos? That's a Machlokas Tanoim that we're going to have later on that the Gemara refers to now. So who is the author of the last line of this Brisa that says that you'd be Chayiv a number of Karbonos Asham for the Me'ilah? Chayiv akalachas achas mishum Me'ilah. And the diuk is, now on top of Tezayin and Aleph, the ilu al safek sveiko, maybe asham tali lo katani. But it doesn't say the next line, which would be parallel to the rest of the Brisa. The first three lines of the Brisa said, yidri chayiv achadas fadeis and asham tali in the parallel cases. The last line says, yidri chayiv an asham for the asham Me'ilos, and does not say that you'd be chayiv. Ve'el al sveiko, maybe asham tali lo katani. It does not say that. Mani ha. So who is the author of the Mishnah then? So Ilam Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the one that says you're chayav an Asham Tali, even for Ashamos. So the Brisa can't be the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So Ilam Rabbi Akiva listi nami seifa. So the seifa should also have the line the al sveikon maybe Asham Talui. To hatanah, because we learn in the Mishnah daf chav beis, the sugyas of Asham Tali come up later on. Everything about Asham Tali, could you be misnadiv in Asham Tali, machlokas tanoim? And Asham Tali is a unique carbon among unique carbonos. Right, we've spoken about in the past the differences between Asham and Chatas, and Ola and Chatas, the uniqueness about every carbon, how Asham is unique in that it has elements of both Ola and Chatas. Right, and Asham is Baal Chait. It also comes from Averis, but only specific Averis. And its Avoda, its Rikas Adam, is like Ola, not like Chatas. Right, and many of its halachas are like Ola, except we had Rabbi Elazar a few times. Rabbi Elazar always compares Asham and Chatas, Ka Chatas Ka Asham, right? Taking a Dam Chatas Bifnim, right? There's a special deen in the Torah, says Rabbi Elazar says the Asham is like that. The Tanakam, we Paskin, the Asham is not like that. But either way, Asham shares a couple of different aspects with Chatas and with Ola. But even within Asham, of course, there's a unique carbon Asham, Asham Tali, the only one that's brought for a Safek. So, says the Gemara, that later on there's a Machlokas Tana, and the Rabbi Kiva holds, to Hatnan, Rabbi Kiva Chayev, Safek Mi'ilu, Asham Tali. Rabbi Kiva holds that even for carbonous Asham, if you'd be, do the Aver Bavada, you're Chayev Asham Tali, if you did it Pesafek. So, that is not reflected in the Brisa, because the last one in the Brisa, which talks about Asham, only talks about Asham Vadai, and doesn't bring about Asham Tali. So, it must be the Brisa is not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So, who is it? Elolav. Who is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva in these Sugyas? Elolav. Rabbi Yeshua, he. It must be Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva has many bar pluktas. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are often. But in this context, we assume, who is the other one that discusses these issues with him? Rabbi Yeshua. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua. And what does it say in one of the earlier cases? V'ktani. Behei ha'alamos mevi he'chatos. If it's five different time periods, then you'd bring five different chatos. That was the Tanakama, right? Not the Tanakama, the first case where you go by ha'alamos. Vishma mina, gibla mina must be, therefore, the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's claim was accepted by Rabbi Yeshua, because it's mashma that if it all was one helam, you'd be chai of one, even if it would be more different karbanos. Right, it's because it says ha'alamos or machalkos, mashba that the karbanos wouldn't be machalik, so must be that Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Kiva's claim. Again, the claim of don't compare mi'ila to nosar, and by nosar, even if it comes from many karbanos, you should only be chayev one. So that's what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, and we're saying maybe Rabbi Yeshua accepted that claim, because we see that the diuk of the earlier line of the brisa would be that. So says the Gemara Eladraba, no, maybe not, maybe he didn't accept the claim. Me save it, go to the next line of the brisa. Don't be medayik just from one line. Diketani meheiz vachim afilu behelam achas chayev achalachas vachas. It's from five different karbanos, even in one helam. So you would be chayev on each and every one. So you see from there, so too by nosar shma mina lo kibla mina. You see, he wasn't mekabelet elamayis lachalameimar tanoihi. So what? How are you going to put the whole brisa together to say that it's a machlokas tanoim? Different opinions reflected in different lines. Meaning, do you focus on halamos? Do you focus on karbanos? So should you say that? De ikatana de kibla mina de kibla, vikatana de lo kibla? You're going to say the whole brisa is Rabbi Yeshua, and the different lines of the brisa reflect different opinions of whether he accepted what Rabbi Akiva said or not. So if you say that, you don't even have to say the whole brisa is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua. We're trying to stick in that the brisa is Rabbi Yeshua, and each line reflects a different opinion of whether he accepted the taina of Rabbi Akiva. So if he was in Rabbi Akiva, then you could even say it's Rabbi Akiva. We said the last line doesn't follow Rabbi Kiva. So you could say, Bahaitana, Sarvalakavasi Bakhadu, Paligali Bakhada. There's a different author of the Brisa. He holds like Rabbi Akiva in some ways and not in other ways. He holds like Rabbi Akiva that Ha'alamos or Machalkos, not Karbanos, Ha'alamos or Machalkos, different times of knowledge. Upaligali Bimilos. And the last line, which we said, sounds not like Rabbi Akiva. It's a different opinion that doesn't all like Rabbi Akiva in that detail. Meaning, regarding Me'ilos, Rabbi Akiva says you'd be chayev anashim tali for a safek Me'ila, and this author of the Brisa would say that you're not chayev anashim tali for safek Me'ila. Period. So we tried to prove from this Brisa whether Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Akiva's claim, and we ended up not being able to prove it. Because maybe different lines reflect different views of Rabbi Yeshua, or maybe the whole Brisa is Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Yehoshua. The whole idea of the hashkafa behind this, a little hashkafa behind this Gemara of, did he accept, you know, what he said or not? Because our great chachamim aren't out to just prove their point. They're not out to, you know, show that their shita is the best and everybody else is wrong. They're out to get to the emes, right? And that's the ultimate of what the tanoim and what every machlokas in Chazal are about, right? It's not about their own gaiva, right? It's about getting to the emes, right? And that's why elu ve'elu devil kim chayim, but ultimately they fought to the emes. And if they think that the other one was correct, so they're umakabel. They're umakabel. Because that was a different, milchamta shel Torah is a different type of milchama. Even though it's a milchama, and they're screaming, right? And you have someone who had never saw it before would walk into a base medrash in the morning, in the middle of morning Seder, and he'll still see people screaming at each other. What are they screaming at? And they're the best of friends, because they're just trying to come to the MS. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua could have been Makabel from Rabbi Akiva. How does this help us? The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Paskins, see the Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why is that a problem? Let's see the Kesef of Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Vav, says, a lot of the chazaras to get the halacha lemaisa in all these sugyas, you have to look in Hilchos Shagagos. The Rambam says, din shigigas hama'achalos, kidin shigigas habi'ilos. The Rambam compares, the din of shkaga by foods is similar to the din of shkaga by maisa bia. Lefichach, im achal achilos harbe mishem echad behelam echad, if somebody eats a lot of kizesim from one iser, in one helam, avo mishish b'neam yamim rabim, even if there are many days in between, but I never found out in between that what I did was asur. Eino chayv alachadas achas. Ketzad, ochal chaylev hayom, yochal chaylev lamachar, v'chaylev lamachar, v'helam echad, avo bishin b'shlosha tamchuyin. Right, the Rambam Paskins, not tamchuyin mechalkin. Right, the Rambam Paskins, ha'alamos mechalkos. So if that's true, eino chayv alachadas achas. Aval, the only case I'll give you is if you find out in between. Aval machol kazayis chaylev, v'nodalo. The chazar v'yachol kazayis chaylev, v'nodalo. Chayev okal achila v'achila. Shaha yedios mechalkos hashkagos. That's what we paskin. Yedios, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? There is no Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Rambam is our Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Shagagos. To look in the Likutei Halachas of the Chafetz Chaim, he wrote the riff on these sugyas, as we know. Ochal, what about the chatzi case? Or the case of Yediyah Lachati Shir, which came up, which will come up. Ochal kechati zayis chaylev. The chazar v'yochal kechati zayis chaylev behelam echad. Well, if you eat two half kezesim in one helam, avo vishin shnein tabchuyim, v'yavo vishiv zegmeneim, havelim mitztarfin, and maybe chatas. Right, two half kezesim in one helam, that's also mitztarif. Shein tabchuyim mechalkin. And as long as they don't wait b'chliachilas pras in between. So that is the shita. So you paskin, even if it's three tamchuyim, even if it's different karbonos, Sili Chayv once. That's like Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva says, only Ha'alamos Machalkos. The Kesef Mishnah, Umashma de Rabbi Akiva Palagalei. Right? Mashma Rabbi Akiva, right. Because Rabbi Yeshua says Tamchuyin Machalkin, and especially Rabbi Akiva argues. So, we pass it like Rabbi Akiva. The Kesef Mishnah just ends off. Vitzarech Tam Lama Pasak Rabbi Akiva, Dit Talmidehu. Wasn't Rabbi Akiva the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, why did he pass it like Rabbi Akiva? He should pass it like the Rabbi. So this is a big sugya. Is that really true? Just Messias-wise. Was Rabbi Akiva the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua? So if you look in the footnote here in the Frankel, he says, look at the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Becharos. And in the Ha'ara there, so if you turn back to Maseches Becharos, to Hilchos Becharos, in Perek Dal and Halacha Ches, another total different context. So the Rambam says there, Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Akiva, the Kesef Mishnah says, Upasek Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbehu. He passes like the Rebbe, not like the Talmud. Right, what does the Gemara say? To borrow the Lashon, Divrei Rava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomin. Right, and therefore you pass him like the Rebbe, and that's the Kesef Mishnah's problem here. Why did he pass him like the Talmud? But if you look at the footnote here, he points out that it's not so clear. It's not so clear because sometimes looking at other Kesef Mishnahs, he does not always say that Rabbi Akiva is the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua. Look in Ilchas Tfila, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, and if you look in the Hakdama of the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos, as we know, the Rambam goes through all the different generations of Tanoim, there he says that Rabbi Akiva's Rebbeim were Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Tarfon. He doesn't even mention Rabbi Yeshua. So, discussion just Mitzias-wise. But what about the question itself? Do you pass him like a Rebbe or a Talmud? So, the Lecha Mishnah has a fascinating Lashon here. The Lecha Mishnah, we don't have Magen Mishnah on Shkagos. So we have the Kesef Mishnah on the inside, Lecha Mishnah on the outside. So Lecha Mishnah quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and then he says, V'yavagad Yerushua Rabbi Yidu Rabbi Akiva, who Pazag Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva. Why? Mishim Zibigamara Havabaya Dolo Ifshita, I Rabbi Yeshua Kibbo Lohat Shuva Alo. We're not sure about Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. We're not sure if he was Makabel, Rabbi Akiva's Taina or not. V'kiva de Rabbi Akiva Havay Vadai Bahai Svara, Rabbi Yeshua Havay Safik Lon, I Islo Ilo, Ain't Sveiko Shor Rabbi Yeshua Motzi Mide Vadai Shor Rabbi Akiva. Right? Safik Rabbi Yeshua loses to Vadai Rabbi Akiva, says the Lecha Mishnah. V'in Makom Bala Tmias Harav Bal Kesef Mishnah. I don't know what the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by. The Sfas Emes wonders here, you know, can you really say that? Ain't Safek Motzi Mide Vadai in terms of Psak, but that's his discussion. But either way, the whole issue here reflects the fact that maybe the Rambam says, right, you have to go to the Emes and try to figure out the Emes. And that's Milchamta Shel Torah, right? We're about trying to figure out to the Emes. Remember that thought that Rav Kook has in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, in the sugya of Tilas Avos Rishus and Chova, and the Gemara says, let's wait for the Talmid HaChacham to come in and we'll have a vote. And the language used there, Chav Zayin Mabez, Hamtein Hachi Kanzu Bali Tresin Labez HaMedrash. Wait until the shield bearers come into the base medrash, right? Rashi says there, Chav Zayin Mabez and Brachas, Chachamim Hamanatzchim Zed Zeba Halacha. The Chachamim who fight each other in battle, that's what they're called the Bali Tresin. Because you have shields in battle. But ask Rav Kook. In battle, wouldn't you think that you would talk about spears and knives? Right? Dafka shields, that's defense. That's not offense. When you talk about a melchama, should be talking about offense. Why Bali Tracen? So Rav Kook there in the Ein Aya says, no, that's the point. The point is that it's a different type of battle when it comes to this. It's an os hay here in Brachas. Yesh melchemes magain u'melchemes tagra, as he calls it. There is a battle of defense, I guess defensive and offensive. Milchemes tagra mechuvenes lahapil ha'oyev la'abdo. The offensive battle, the goal is to knock out the enemy. Milchemes magain lahachzik ma'amad atzmo. But a defensive war is just protecting my own position. Kain hadeos haraos kishen olchamim aleihem. Right, when we fight Deos Haros, when we fight with our Yetzahara, Tzrichim Latzeizim L'chemes Tagra La'avdon, you gotta have an offensive battle. Ada Yesod L'bar Yar Ilu Ba'arson, so that the poison of the spiritual forces don't go within us. You gotta destroy it. Aval Divrei Torah, Shagama Osrim Kahamatirim, Haim Divrei Elokim Chayim Haim. Both sides are Divrei Elokim Chayim, according to the Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel. Rak shekalechen mechuyav lahachzik bedaito shehi lefi deo mechuvenes laamita shalalacha lasos ma'isa kamosa alkein ena kiim milchemes magen. You're not attacking, you're protecting. And if you get shown otherwise, you'll put down your shield and you'll accept the other opinion. Limso ma'amad lemaisa al pidaito avo bishagam da'azu also hidea shlema umi makar kadosh hi nova'as alkein. They're called Bale Tracen. Beautiful suggestion. Why Bali Tracen? But again, it goes to what a Melchamta Shel Torah is about, getting to the ultimate emes. And therefore, if I'm proven wrong, I'm makabel. And that's the discussion here, whether Rabbi Yeshua was makabel from Rabbi Akiva or not. Okay, we can talk more about Elu ve'Elu, but we'll see if there's time later. Now we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Hey Chidami, third wide line. Hey Chidami, hey, we're going to change the girsa. Hey Tamchuyin, right? What does it mean, Hey Tamchuyin? How do you have five Tamchuyin? Five animals, we know what that means. Five halamos, we know what that means. Right? You remember it in the middle. What about five tamchuyin? Five pots. So, what does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua is machalik between hey tamchuyin. Rabbi Kiva is not. Amar Shmuel, ka'osa shashaninu, tamchuyin is like the following. Five different elements that could combine. Five different parts of a carbon. Carbon using the largest definition of carbon. Ka'osa shashaninu, like we learned in Mesechas Me'ila, chamisha dvarim ba'ola mitztarfin. Five items in a carbon ola are mitztarif. Are mitztarif for which iser? We'll see in a second. But what are the five things? Habasar, the meat of the carbon ola, v'hachelev, v'hayayin, v'hasoles, v'hashemen. All these five items are mitztarif. To what iser? Machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says here, le'inyin kezayis v'haloson b'chutz. The iser of ha'ala'a b'chutz. There's an iser of shechting b'chutz and being maktir b'chutz. So regarding the iser of burning a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, if I take all these parts of the carbon ola and I burn it outside, it is mitztari. For l'hachinak at ola, why does it say ola? Because ola is kulo kalil, so the basar is mitztarif. The meat, all other carbonas, the meat is not burned. So you're not going to be chai for that. But that's why it says, so just like there, it's mitztarif. So here too, that's what it means, hey tamchuyin. If I would take all five parts of these items for carbon ola, that would be enough. Tosfos does not like this shot. Not Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Zachim, on daf kuftes. Tosfos says, he does not think it's talking about shchut echutz. He quotes Rashi there. And then he says, so quotes the Mishnah in Mi'ilah, on Daf Tezvav, V'teima l'inyin ma'ikamar, ilinyin Mi'ilah, l'thana le'resha. It's not talking about Mi'ilah, because that it already said in the Mishnah there. Kachi mizbeach l'sarvim zeyam zeyla Mi'ilah. V'od, detoda ein ba Mi'ilah, ki imlach azrika, v'i b'kachi chutz, holo tarni b'shmaitzen, ela ola ve'imurin, ava chamisha dvarim lo, d'ava gada mechaivi b'chutz, hani mili b'fnei atzman, ava it's terufe lo, it should be mitztari for chutz. V'od chelav yayin heich mitztarfen ain shiuren shave shezepik azayis v'seb b'shlosha lugin. There's different shiurim for the liquids and the solids. V'ilinyan lizrok aleim adam v'chulu. So Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos's answer is v'nira. What Isra is being discussed? Demayri le'inyan achila demechayev haokel mishum pigol noser v'tamei isuri achila. If I eat any parts of this carbon ola, which includes even the yayin and the nesachim. So that I'll be chayav for if the carbon is a pikul nos or a tame. So that's the context. And again, we're trying to bring the concept over here by tamchuyin, just to give the example of what does tamchuyin mean. So different parts of the ola, but we continue. Chizki amar, a different shot of hey tamchuyin. If somebody eats from five different limbs in the animal, what's the root of five different limbs? So if you look on the Shidim Kubetzes, it's printed on Tezvav Amid Beis. The Shidim Kubetzes in Os Chaf, Lefi Sheyesh Shinui Ta'amim. There are different tastes in different parts of the animal. We know by steak there are different cuts, right? There's different tastes for different limbs. So that's what he says. Hey Eivarim is like Tamchuyim because it's different tastes. That's Chizkiya. Reish Lakish Amar, the same root idea, but a different application. Even one limb, Mishkachas Labakasef. Right? You can have one limb and also different tastes in different parts of that limb, in the shoulder. Right? Different parts of the shoulder of the animal taste differently, Rashi quotes. The parsa, that's Amtachton, Arkup. Right? So therefore, the ikr, the root of it is the different tastes, and that applies. Right? We know from Yaradeya, different tastes create different shemos isser. It can be categorized differently, like heitam chuyin. Remember, there's machlokas Ramah and the Shach in Yaradeya. How do you classify min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino? Do you go by what it halachically is known as, or do you go by taste? So we usually assume no Saint Tom. No Saint Tom. No Saint Tom. Min b'she'eno mino. Right? Min b'mino does not know Saint Tom. So min b'she'eno mino is no Saint Tom. Why? That's the whole point. Different minim have different tamim, and that's how it could be no Saint Tom in the other min. So you're there too. But here, that's what we would call heitam chuyin. Fourth approach: Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Kigon She'achal Behei Minei Kedera. You ate from five different pots. What does that mean? Hold off for a second. Reb Yochanan Amar Kigon She'achal Behei Tamim. You ate it with five different tastes. So Machlokas, Rashi and Tosas, what exactly is Kedera and what exactly is Ta'amim? And they're flipped. Rashi says Kedera means, I cook the meat with different types of other vegetables. Leek and onions and kruv. So every time you cook meat with a different vegetable, it tastes differently. The onion puts taste in the meat and the dalaz, the gourd, the lefet, the turnip. So that's Hemine Kedera. I mean, there is different vegetables. And Hemine Ta'amim means, you cooked it differently. Roasted, cooked, soaked, pickled. Right, all the different ways of preparation. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Tosfos says, quotes the Ri, that the Ri says, Kedera is how you prepare it, because isn't that what a pot is? Right, Rashi says Kedera is the different vegetables, and Ta'amim is the pots. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos says, in the name of the Ri, that Kedera means Tzli Mavush Al Tigun Vechulo, and Ta'amim is the different spices. Pilpilin, Zangvila, right, ginger, any of the other ones, fine. Okay, so this is that. The Chafetz Chaim points out, he just wonders that the Rambam is mashed with this whole idea of Tamchuyin, of what Tamchuyin doesn't discuss it. Is it because he doesn't hold of that at all? Like Rabbi Yeshua, the idea of Hey Tamchuyin doesn't make a difference, you're still only Chayav one. But interesting, he doesn't quote any of these opinions, what Tamchuyin are defined as. Good, says the next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, again, Krisus is, I think I mentioned, it is one of the, again, every Masechta is great, but it's really an underrated Masechta. There is so much Lumdus and Yedios in many Shasugyas, and it touches on so many different topics. It's just large Dafim. Somebody sent me yesterday a statistics of different Masechtas. So Krisus is the second most words per Daf in Shas. Second most words, letters and words per Daf. You would think that. That's the, right on the Brachas is number one. Words per Daf. That's why people right, I have the misinformation that Brachas is the longest Masechta in words. Obviously, it's not. Right, Brachas is like 7th or 8th. Right, Shabbos, not even close. Shabbos, then Sanhedrin, then Chulin. Right, those are the top three. But in terms of words per daf, Krisus is number two. Right, and that's why we have to, Krisus, I think, Brachas Krisus, I think Harios is number three, if I remember. Anyway, remember those are also dafim. But it's so many Yesodos. I just, wish we had more time as we learn here, Dafyomi, Mesechas Krisus. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shal Diz Rabbi Eliezer, Ba'osem Malachas Harbi, B'Shabasas Harbi, Malach Achas, Belamachas, Hilchas Shabbos. You can't learn the seventh parak of Shabbos without learning Mesechas Krisus. Because the Yesodos in the beginning of Klal Gadol are found here. Right, it's has to be learned with each other. So, Rabbi Eliezer, was asked, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, if somebody does many malachas, many, let's say, avos malachas, somebody's chorish and kotzer and ma'amer, on different Shabbosos, me'ein malacha achas, now I take back what I said, because it's me'ein malacha achas, that means toldos. Let's say I do many toldos of one av. I plant, and then I put a seed in the ground, I put a little sapling in the ground, I water the ground. I water a plant. All of those are, right, and I'm zomer, and I prune. All of those are zorea, right? I'm not getting into what's an av, what's a toldos. Let's assume those are toldos now. So, let's say I do many toldos of one av. Behelam achas, in one helam, mahu. So, many shabbosos, many toldos of one av. Chayav achas al kulon, or chayav achal achas v'achas. So, which is it? Chayav one or many? So, the Gemara will discuss that Rabbi Akiva is piling on. He's not isolating one question. It seems to be a couple of possible chilukim within the question. So, what's he really asking? Is he asking about whether Shabbos is mechalek? Is he asking about toldos? What's he asking? So the Gemara will explain. He's asking both, but we'll see. So Amar Lo. So Rabbi Eliezer answered him. Chayav kalachas v'achas mechal v'chomer. You're chayav on each and every one from mechal v'chomer. Uma nida shein batotos harbe v'chatos harbe chayav kalachas v'achas a nida. It's all the same aveira. It's all the same aveira, and yet, and it's all. It's not. It doesn't come in different forms. And yet you're chayiv on each and every woman. So Shabbos, sheyishba totos harbe, ooh, chatos harbe. But Shabbos comes in so many different forms, so many different types of actions. Say no dinji, chayiv al kalachas v'achas. If nida is chayiv on each and every one, so too, Shabbos should be chayiv on each and every one. Shabbos is so different from each other. Unlike nida, where it's all the same shame isser. So amarti lo, I said, you know, okay, let's just finish first. Amarti lo, im amarta benida, how could you compare? Nida, you're having a kavachomer from Nida to Shabbos? Amarta benida, sheish bashtei asaros. Nida is more, how do you break up a kavachomer? By saying the melamed is more chomer. Like we said before, the me'ila. So here too, Nida is much more chomer. Why? Shehu musar ala Nida, vanida musar asalav. There are two musharim, right? He and her. Tomar b'Shabbos, sheim ba'la ela asar achas. Shabbos, only you. Only one person gets the Aveira here. So maybe Nida is more chamur. And that's why you're chayav on each and every one. Amar li, so Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I'll prove to you that even by Nida, even if there's only one Aveira, it's still going to be chayav each and every one. Haba alaktanos yochiach, she'ein ba ela asara achas. What if it's a man with a ktana, who's ru'ilabia? So what about that case? There's only one iser, right? Not the ktana. V'chayev akalachas v'achas. And still, so even if there's only one avera, one iser, you're still chayev on each and every one. So too, you should say that by the case of Shabbos. So amarti lo lo, and amarti bektanos. No, ktanos are different. Shavu b'she'im b'en achshav, yish b'en lachar zman. Ktanos are, at least are in the world of avera when they get older. Tomar b'Shabbos, she'im b'achshav, alo lachar zman. Unlike Shabbos, where the person will, oh, right, she'ein bo, the baiktana, you would say that it is different by Shabbos. Right, by Nida, baiktanas, they're in the Parsha. So therefore, they're still in the world of two. By Shabbos, there's only one person that will always get the Aveira. Right, you not when la'achar zman, there's only one person involved. So again, maybe you can't compare. So Amar Li, ha'bala behema yochiyah. Okay, what about Mishkav behema? Mishka Behema is a Maisa B'yas, therefore you're chayav on each and every one. Again, a case of Arayos. And yet there's only one Aveira, the animal doesn't have an Aveira. So to here, you should say Kal V'chomer to Shabbos. Amar Tilo, and what did he answer? Ha Behema K'Shabbos. Behema K'Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva said, no, Behema is like Shabbos. What does that mean? The Gemara has two deis. Either it's going to mean, fine, I agree. I guess you're right. Or I have my same question about Behema as I do as Shabbos. So you're telling me a raya from Behema? I'm not even sure about a Behema, what the halacha would be. So today is what exactly Rabbi Kiva said in the answer. Okay, there's so much here to talk about in the Mishnah. Let's do it step by step. Number one, the Makar. We know the toldos are within Avos. We know there are 39 halachas of Shabbos. There are Makoros in Masechta Shabbos. What the source is of the concept of a tolda. Avos and toldos. But we know there are 39 halachas. There's even a Yerushalmi that maybe there are 39 toldos within each of the avos, but the makar of 39 malachas is clear. What is the makar of the 39 malachas? So, different suggestions in Chazal. Right, different suggestions in Chazal. Where do you get the 39 from? Maybe it's a gematria of that's quoted in the Gemara. The Tosfos in Maseches Psachim in Arvi Psachim quotes a beautiful medrash. Makes a lot of sense. Tosfos in Maseches Psachim Kuf Yuzayim Abayis. Shabbos is Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. Right, so that's bothered many. How is Shabbos Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim? Yontif is Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. What is Shabbos? We say it in Kiddush. Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. So how is it? So, that's a question. It's a question. But, Tosfos' answer is, Vishamati, Sheyesh B'medrash, Lefisha B'mitzrayim, Avdu B'hem B'Yisrael B'farech. We worked backbreaking labor, Avodas Perech, in Mitzrayim. And Perech Tosfos says, Ba'at Bash, we know the At Bash, the first letter of the Aleph switches with the last letter, At Bash, Gardak. Tosfos says, if you do At Bash on the word Perech, the hard work, it's Vagal, Vav Gimel Amid, 39. That's a remez that the Avodas Perech that we did in Mitzrayim were the 39 Malachas. We were forced to do all types of creative activity. Shein Malachas, Abraham Chazar Achas. And therefore, beautiful, when we left Mitzrayim, we no longer had to do the Avos Malachos. On Shabbos, we don't do the Avos Malachos as a zecher to the Gula Mitzrayim. Ukshenigalu mi Mitzrayim, hisira mala Shabbos, l'shvos bi osam, me osa lamates Malachos. That's Tosfos, Psachim, Kuf Yizayin Beis. There's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 39 Malachos. And that's why, as a zecher to my separatius, we have the 39. But the most famous and well-known and accepted view of the source of the 39 Malachas is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesem Beis, where the Gemara says, these are the Malachas that they did in the Mishkan. And therefore, on Shabbos, whatever they did in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do. And that's based on the juxtaposition a number of times, twice, Truman Tetzaveh is connected to the beginning of Kisisa, which talks about Shabbos, and then Vayaka Bakudeh, Vayaka La Shabbos at the beginning of it, and then goes into the Mishkan again. So that is why we compare the two. Why is the Beis Halevi talks about, you know, why the first time Mishkan is written before Shabbos, why the second time Shabbos is written before the Mishkan, the Chet Egel in the middle, did something change by that? The Beis Halevi talks about it, the Meshach Chachma talks about it. Maybe Binyan and Mishkan would have been Docha Shabbos before Chet Egel, because it would have been Vasuli Mikvah Shachati Besocham, and only after the Egel, now Shabbos is Docha and pushes away Binyan and Mishkan, so to speak. Maybe there's a reason why the Torah changes the order. But either way, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos Memtes Amid Beis, right? Keneged Avodas HaMishkan. Whatever, heim zaru batem lo tizru, heim katsu batem lo tiksru, v'chulu. There's a machlokas Rishonim, Rav Haigon and the other Rishonim. Does it go by the avodah that they did every day in the Mishkan, or does it go by the binyan ha-Mishkan? Right, that is a machlokas, right? Do you say bishul or do you say afia? They were mavashel in binyan ha-Mishkan. They weren't ofe in binyan ha-Mishkan. They were ofe every day in the Mishkan. Right, I think Rashi quotes Rabbeinu Tam, was at Sadi Beis? I think later on in Shabbos, Rashi quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the Hotzah Mishnah and argues. Yeah, Rashi quotes Rav Haigon, Matzasi b'shem Rav Hai shemufurish b'ashas Yerushalmi b'kudat Elazar ben Arakoin shem namar k'tos asami ben chazatam b'shem ben Mishcha echamim v'echad b'smol v'aktores b'cheko v'achavitin b'kasef chavitin k'tores, talking about the daily and Rashi and Rav Rishonim say it's talking about the binyan Mishkan, binyan and the getting the Mishkan there. Either way, that's the malachas. Number one on the Mishnah. Number two on the Mishnah. Again, major discussion. What does the Mishnah say in Rabbi Elazar trying to defend himself? Katana will prove that I'm right. Because after all, Katana is a case that there's only one person that's Muzhar, and still you're Chayev al kol achas v'achas. Major question in the Achronim, and this seems to be a Mefurish Mishnah, according to one of the sides. When a Katana or Katana do an Aveira, is it that they have an Aveira, but they don't get an Onesh, or they're not even Muzhar in the Aveira? Major discussion. But this Mishnah seems to be Mefurish. Right? The Achronim quote this Mishnah as a Mefurish Raya that they're not even Muzhar. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this also. Kalon and Takala. Right? In that Sugya. Right? Is there just embarrassment or is there Kalon? But again, this Mishnah seems to say, unless you don't take it literally, but it sounds like, Ein lo ela azhara achas. There is no azhara. Again, Lamayna the Chacham Shlomo in Shimnem Gimel in Arachayim. That's the Simon in Arachayim about Ketanim on Shabbos. Bringing children to shul, that's the secondary part. But about if a katan is violating Shabbos, so I have to stop him. Is he doing it for me? That's the sugi at the end of Yevamis, right? Whether mitzuvin la'afrisho or a mitzuvin la'afrisho, but the Chachmei Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch here quotes our Mishnah to prove that maybe there's not even an iser, which then would relate to the sugya of, do you have to do tshuva for what I did when I was a katan? Right? If I broke something when I was a katan, do I have to pay for it? So that's a discussion in Baba Kama, but that's the Rama. The Rama right here in Shin Mem Gimel, in Arachayim. Shin Mem Gimel Arachayim. The katan shehikes aviv, o avar shara averis bekatnuso. A katan that hits his father, or does other averis when he's a katan, afal pi she'ein tsarach tshuva, kishe yagdil. Even though technically you don't need tshuva, mikol makom tovlo shiikabal alatzmo izadavar l'tshuva l'chapara. Avo yishavar kodim shenase bar onshin. So what does that mean? He doesn't need tshuva, therefore he didn't do an avera, or he doesn't need tshuva because he wasn't a bar onshin. He says he wasn't a bar onshin, which sounds like he did something wrong. Right, so this is again, you have Raya's Lakan Lakan throughout Chazal. Remember the Gemara and Baba Kama, we don't have time to go into it now. Sadi Chesim Abeis, where one of the Amoraim, Rafram, forced Rav Ashi to pay for what he did when he was a Katan, when he became a Gadol. I'm not exactly sure what mischief Rav Ashi, might have gotten into. But I don't think it was a mischief that we can measure in our day. But either way, that is the another important diuk on the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. So, Maika Boimine. So, what exactly was Rabbi Akiva's question? Remember, he asked like a double question. If you do many toldos of one av on many different Shabbosos, so then what is the halacha? Maika Boimine. So, e Shabbosos kugufin damien. Was he asking him about Shabbos? Whether each and every Shabbos is a separate entity? Ve'ilo Boimine. If he asked that question, then why didn't he isolate it? If he did the same malacha, if he does kotzer on 10 different shabbosos, how many averos? Ela vladi malachos ika avos damien viilo ba'imine. Or is he asking the other question? Are 6 toldos of one av, is that like 6 different avos? Or is that like the same av? If I do the same av, I'm only chayav 1. If I do 6, 7, I'm only chayav 2. So is that his question? Which we know is a machlokas tanoim. If you do many toldos of one av, so then niboy mine hosa malachas harimei malacha achas bishabis achas. So isolate the question. He seems to be asking a double question. Why don't he just isolate them? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amri Bei Rav, Tarti boy mine. Really, he was asking him both. Shabbosos kagufin damien. V'ilo bo'imine, he was asking him, is each Shabbos separate? V'ladi malachas, ki malachas, damin alo. He was asking both those questions. Interesting, hashkafically, whether each Shabbos would be a separate. It's all Shabbos. Every Shabbos is his own world. There's never a Shabbos that repeats itself. Every Shabbos is unique, and we have to feel that way. Okay. V'shabbosos eichem yiboyle. So what exactly was his question about Shabbos? His question is about whether Shabbosos or Machalkos. What exactly was his question? What did he know about? What did he not know about? So we're going to ask, and we're going to have 3 or so different answers. What exactly was he asking about? So the Gemara first wonders. Was he asking about Shigigah Shabbos v'zodan Malachos? He didn't know today was Shabbos. He knew the Malachos were Aser. But he didn't know today was Shabbos. I'm sorry. Pshitolei, in that case, is it obvious? Do Yamim Shemitayim having Yediyah L'chalek? If he didn't know today was Shabbos, but he knew it was Malacha, do we assume that he was saying, for sure in that case, the idea in between is Mechale, Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. V'zodon Shabbos v'shikas Malachas u'duboyimineh, and he was asking about, you didn't know whether these Malachas were Aser, even though you knew it was Shabbos? Is that his question about Shabbos? Ikugufin damini lo? Is that his question? Same Malachos on different Shabbosos. Right, basically, was that his question? O Dilma, or the opposite. Zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachas pitole. Or that he knew. If he knew today was Shabbos, and he just wasn't sure if this malacha was a malacha or not, pitole to kagufin damim. That's separate, right? If he knew today was Shabbos, he knew next week was Shabbos for sure. V'shigas Shabbos zodon malachas v'dubay minay. No, he's asking him if he didn't know today was Shabbos. T'yama shibitami yavin di lachalik olo. Whether the idea in between would be enough lachali. So basically, what was he asking about? A shkaga of Shabbos or a shkaga of Malachas? Rashi here says that in the case of shikigas Shabbos, if you assume that yediyah lachalik in the middle, so Rashi has a lashon here, not that, even if you didn't know in between what day it was, but it's ke'ilu you know what day it was, Kimisha noda lo bentayin de Shabbos have. Rashi on the seventh line from the bottom. It's ke'ilu. If you don't know what day of Shabbos is, but it's ke'ilu, you find out in between. What does that mean? Tosfos and Shabbos talks about, no, Yuvada found out in between. If you didn't find out, you didn't find out. The Ramban says in Shabbos Samach Zayin, everybody knows that Shabbos means that there are 6 weekdays and 1 day of Shabbos. So if you don't know what day of Shabbos is, you can't say that. You have to say, put it this way, you have to say there's Yediyah Machalik in between. Because you know that there's something called weekday. So even if you don't know what day Shabbos is, you know there's a Yediyah in between that teaches you, that tells you that it's not Shabbos every day. I'll read you the Lashon. The Linira, he's trying to answer a stira. Rashi there, Rashi here. The Linira, Yomim Shem Beitayim to have a Yediyah, Lo Sheshama She'osu Ayom Shabbos Haya. For the Loshen Iskar Me'elav. It doesn't mean that, oh, that was Shabbos. You didn't have to have that. Ella shelo nasan libo ladavar klal. Avo me'achar shehu yodea ikar Shabbos, ve'yodea sheyom shvi'i la'olam u'Shabbos, u'la'achar shavua, achar sheyodea b'chol yimotza shavua shuchol, ve'ilu nasan daito lachsho vada yada sheyom Shabbos, u'kishasa malacha b'shvi'i sh'avar Shabbos, ha'isa avo b'shelo nasan daito l'kach avi'idiyah. You don't have to actually know when it says, in between the diyas machalko, it doesn't mean yet you know that was Shabbos and this is Tuesday. No, it just means by definition. By definition, it could be that Shabbos is different because you know the concept of Shabbos, and therefore the days in between are mechalik. So, what exactly was the question of Rabbi Akiva about Shabbos? So, we're going to have a couple of different suggestions. Number one, Amar Rabba, Mistavra, Shigiga Shabbos, Vizadin Malachas Pshitalei. I think, in the case of, you didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew, right, the Malachas were Asur, then for sure, the Yemeshim Yedayim Havidin Lechalik. You didn't know today was Shabbos, then for sure, by the next Shabbos, that's called a separate day. Like that Ramban in the Pshat of Rashi just now. Because Shabbosos are definitely Mechalek. V'zodon Shabbos v'shikas Malachos u'dubayim minei. His question was that, you knew today was Shabbos, you didn't know this Malacha was Aser. So if you do Malacha on Shabbos A, and the same Malacha on Shabbos B, so that's the question. Your mistake was Shabbos is about the Malacha. Kiguf and Damin Alo? That was his question. U'pashalei and Rabbi Lezer answered him, right, with the mashal from Nida, Dizadra Shabbos Shikas Malachas Gufidamian. It's considered separate. V'lokavu minei, but he didn't like the answer. He didn't accept it, right? He didn't like the limud from Nida. Fine. So that part of the question wasn't makabel. U'pashalei devadim malachas gemalachas damian, and he also answered him that toldos of one malacha are like separate malachas. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. V'lokavu minei, and Rabbi Akiva didn't accept that either. Right, he rejected. Right, it's not mufurish in the Mishnah what he accepted, what he rejected, but according to Rabbah, he rejected both. So Amar Rabbah, mina amina la. So Rabbah now explains himself. How do I know? How do I know that this was the question that he was asking him about Zodon Shabbos and Shigas Malachas? Ditanan, because of the first Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Says the Mishnah in Shabbos Samach Zayin. Klal Gadol and Shabbos. The Mishnah, if you remember, starts off with three cases. It's a great Klal Gadol. B'Shabbos. Kol HaShokhech Iker Shabbos. If somebody does not know about Shabbos, doesn't know about the concept of Shabbos, Shokhech Iker Shabbos. V'yotam Malachos Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe. And he did many Malachos on many Shabbosos in a Chayv Alachas. You only have one Karban. Because you don't know, it's one mistake. You don't know of Shabbos. You don't know about Shabbos. You could do 20 Malachos on 20 Shabbosos. There's only one mistake. You've never heard of Shabbos. So it's only one carbon. Hayodea Iker Shabbos Vazam Lachos Arbe Shabbos Arbe. If you know about the concept of Shabbos, but you don't know that today is Shabbos, then Chayav Achal Shabbos V'Shabbos. Then you Chayav on each and every Shabbos. And Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. If you know today is Shabbos, but you don't know these Malachas are Asur. Vazam Lachos Arbe B'Shabbos Arbe. Chayav Achal Malachu Malacha. So what does case number three say? You do many malachas on many Shabbosos, you're chayav on each and every malacha. V'ilu chayav akol av malacha shel kol Shabbos v'Shabbos loktani. But it doesn't say you're chayav for each malacha for every Shabbos. So who is that shita like? So Mani, who is the Mishnah in Klal Gadol reflecting? Ilam Rabbi Elazar, if it's Rabbi Elazar, no, it can't be Rabbi Elazar, because Eim HaSeifa, look at the end of that Mishnah in Shabbos, hoz malachas harim mei malacha achas, eino chayav al achas. Right, the Mishnah holds that you're only chayef one for three toldos of one av. That's not Rabbi Elazar's opinion. If you're Rabbi Elazar, chayef akol v'ladim malachas gemalachas. So that Mishnah in Klal Gadol cannot be reflecting Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So who argues with him in this context? Ela pshita Rabbi Akiva. Vishma minam, what do you see from that Mishnah? Shigigah Shabbos v'zodim malachos pshita le. If You don't know today is Shabbos. Of course, you're chayiv in every Shabbos. Do you have a shemitah time? Have an idea lechalik, right? Case number two over there in Klal Gadol says beferish you're chayiv on each and every Shabbos if you don't know it's Shabbos. So what's the question? Bezadon Shabbos shikas malachos u'deboi. And the question, therefore, he must have asked Rabbi Elazar was, if you know today is Shabbos, you just don't know the malachos or aser, and you do them on different Shabbosos, ikagufin damian. The question was, is it like gufin u'pasha lei to kagufin damian? And he answers him. And he answered him that it's like separate. Vladi malachas and malachas damian v'shavayu lokabu mine. He didn't accept either one. He said that maybe you're only chayiv one in these contexts. That is all number one. Shitas Rabba in what the question of Rabbi Akiva was. Remember, so we're talking about people who don't know about Shabbos at all. Don't know today is Shabbos. Right? What's the halacha if you don't know today? You don't know what day Shabbos is. Person's on a deserted island and they have no idea what day Shabbos is. So we know that's a machlokas amoraim. Machlokas amoraim in Masechta Shabbos. What you do? Samach tes amid beis. What do you do? So it's fascinating that you have to do something. You might say, I have no idea, so do nothing. No, you got to start counting. You got to start counting. Either 6 and 1 or 1 and 6. Amar Rav Huna. Hayim ahalef ha-midbar ben yodei masay Shabbos. You're in the desert. You have no idea what day Shabbos is. Rav Huna says, today is Sunday. That's what you assume. Rav Huna says, today is Sunday. Mona shisha yamim u'meshamar yom echad. Right? That is what we paskin. We paskin like Rav Huna. Right? 6-1, 6-1. Chiyah bar Rav Amar, meshamar yom echad u'mona shisha. No, today is Shabbos. What's the machlokas about? Do you go by bir yaso shel olam? Bir Yosef Shalolam was 6 and then 1. That's what we paskin. Or do you go by Bir Yosef Shal Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon was created right before Shabbos. So Shabbos was day one. That's the Machlokas, Rav Huna, and who's the other opinion? Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav. The Vilna Gaon says maybe there's even a remez to what we paskin in Parshas Kisisa. If you look in Parshas Kisisa, right, the pasuk we see every Friday night, V'shamar B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. If we ever look closely at the pasuk, it says the word le'olam twice. Benivim b'nei Yisrael osi le'olam. I'm sorry. First it says bris olam, and then it says osi le'olam. The first olam is spelled with av. Olam. The second le'olam is spelled without a vav. So it can be read ha'alama. Not just le'olam, but halal, like we're talking about, forgetting. So says the Gra, it's a remez. Le'olam. If you forget Shabbos, you don't know what day to keep. What does the pasuk say? 6 and 1, like Rav Huna. That's Rav the Gruz. Remez here to what one is supposed to do. Again, that's a fascinating machlokes relating to many issues. Rav Yosef Engel there in Shabbos discusses you have to treat it like a din vadai, not a din suffik. He quotes from the Magen Meisharim of the Beis Yosef. He says, "De'ein zeh minyan suffik levad rak eitzel ha'enu yodea nase davar atzmi de'shvi she'shovis bo hu be'etzem ha'shabbos shelo." Because zeh ma she'eved ivri, just like an eved ivri, goes out in the seventh year, it's his shmita, even though it's his personal counting. It's his Shabbos. L'may nafkamina, he discusses it. Okay, that's all number one. All number one, Rabba. Amar le Abaya, right in the middle. Now Abaya says, "I don't agree." Lo lemei malacha. I think maybe you could say he asked a different thing. In the case where you know what day it's Shabbos, you're not sure about the malachas, Rabbi Kiva will for sure hold the Shabbos lav kagufin damian. Right? It's not kagufin damian. Right? That's the maybe muchach from the last case in Klal Gadol. He's asking about, if you don't know what Shabbos, do you have any time? You have yediyah lechalik alo. Is yediyah enough to be mechalik on the days in the interim, if you don't know if it's Shabbos? You don't know what day. Upashalei, and Rabbi Elazar answered, and Deyam Shemitayim, Lachalek, the Kabo Minei, and he accepted that. Upashalei, Vadim Lachas, Kub Lachas, Damim, Velo Kabo Minei. You have to read it with the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. So, you could just change what he accepted, what he didn't accept, but Abaya says there's no proof that the question was about, Zadan Malachan Shigas Shabbos. Zadan Shabbos Shigas Malachas, it could be the opposite too. Rav Chizda Amar, a third shot. Zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos afilu Rabbi Akiva svirle tekagufin damyan. If you know today is Shabbos, and the question is, if you do kotzer today and kotzer next week and kotzer next week, and you don't know kotzer is also, then for sure you're going to be chayiv on each one. That's the third case. The third case in Klal Gadol, Rav Chisda says you can understand it not only chayiv on each malacha, but chayiv on each malacha on each Shabbos. You could understand it that way. V'chiboy minei. So what was Rabbi Akiva's question? Shigiga Shabbos v'zadim malachos u'diboy minei. He asked him about the case of, again, you don't know today is Shabbos, but you know these malachas are aser. And he answered him that it is gufin mechlakin, it's separate of a kabel minei, and he did accept that. Rabbi Akiva accepted that upashalei, and then he asked, upashalei devadi malachas kemalachas dami v'lo kabel minei. But he did not accept the tolda issue, machlokas. Right, that we know for sure. Right, Rabbi Akiva does not hold that many toldas of one av is chayiv on each one like Rabbi Elazar does. So that way he was not makabal. The machlokas is whether he was makabal the first one. The question is, how did Rav Chisda know this? Why did Rav Chisda say this? That he accepted the case of shikiga Shabbos as other malachas. So that we're going to have to see. Am Rav Chisda mina aminala the Tanya. Rav Chisda is going to bring a proof that that is what we hold. We'll have to wait. Rav Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the proof of Rav Chisda as we get into the last Amud of here, the third parak Amrulo, and we get into Safigachal, the fourth parak of Maseches Krisos. Okay, we'll stop here.